Welcome to Kindred Spirits from Philadelphia. I'm David Freudberg. Our guest today is Gordon Brown, who serves as Executive Secretary of the Friends World Committee for Consultation of the Americas. He has spoken clearly on a tradition of decision-making that has been practiced by Quakers for some three centuries. It's a process that emphasizes unity beyond mere compromise of conflicting opinions. It's called the sense of the meeting. What is it?
At its best, the sense of the meeting is the group's discovery of the will of God on that issue for that group at that time.
A lofty goal.
Indeed it is. And that we frequently fall short of achieving it is not surprising. But it does depend on a perception that there is truth with a capital T that is absolute, that is unchanging, that belongs to God, and that is available to human beings in small perceptions as they are open to it. And it's that truth that friends seek in their meetings for business when they're trying to make decisions about the way they express their religious life in worldly terms.
Quakers do not use a majority versus minority voting system. What is the way that they reach decisions if they can't have a formal vote?
Well, the sense of the meeting represents the meetings coming together in unity around the way they should go. And that really doesn't have anything to do with numbers. It's quite possible that there will be people in the group who will, in their own rational sense, think that there would be a better step for the meeting to take, but who will agree that in their worship together and their study of the issue together in prayer, they've arrived at the way the meeting wants to go. Corporate decision, in other words. And they will not stand in the way of that corporate decision. There are occasions when the group appears to arrive at a decision, and a single person may prevent the meetings moving forward because he or she will speak to the issue in a way that persuades the group that they're hearing something of God that they've missed in their considerations.